Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 152 for Friday, November 20th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market saw some choppy trade Friday, but the bias was lower at the close. Canola steady to down by just over $1, the January contract down 90 cents at $464.40 per ton. On the one hand, bearish technical signals, large supplies, and a softer tone in Chicago soybeans all put some pressure on the canola market. The January contract touched a session low of $462.50 at one point during the day. That was its weakest point since early September. However, some demand picked up at the lows to provide support. The weaker Canadian dollar, down about a fifth of a cent, kept exporters and domestic crushers showing some interest, while a firm tone in Chicago soy oil also provided spillover support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all mostly lower at the close after chopping around unchanged for most of the day. Soybeans steady to down 2 cents, the January contract down 2 at 8.57 per bushel. Updated forecasts calling for some better rain in South America accounted for some of the selling pressure in beans, as the moisture should help boost yield prospects and ease the dryness concerns that had provided support recently. In addition, Argentina is holding a presidential runoff election over the weekend, and the uncertainty over the outcome was keeping some caution in the soy market, especially as it could result in a reduction on export taxes and resulting flood of sales into the global market, depending on who wins. Corn was trading within a penny of unchanged, the December contract down 1 cent at $3.63 per bushel. Yesterday's downward revision in the world corn production estimate from the International Grains Council did remain supportive, but the U.S. portion of the world total was actually raised, and the big, recently harvested U.S. supplies remained a bearish influence. Wheat was steady to down 5 cents, the December contract in Chicago down 2 at $4.88 per bushel. Some follow-through buying after yesterday's better-than-expected weekly U.S. export sales did keep wheat underpinned early in the day, with U.S. wheat finally starting to look a bit more attractively priced to international buyers. However, that demand faded as the day progressed and wheat gave back its gains. Improving moisture conditions for U.S. winter wheat in the southern plains also weighed on prices. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, November 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Warkentin.